and Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Let us start from the Gemara Vishal Mizbeach Achitzein HaYeshayfech Al Yesoid Deroimis. We heard in the Mishnah that the Shirayim of the Matonis of the Mizbeach Achitzein, so there the Shvichas HaShirayim was in the Yesoid Deroimis. The Gemara says, Ata oima yisoid roimis, oi ein oi elo yisoid marovitz. Maybe it should be in Meirev. Just like we heard that the Shirayim of the Chatois Pnimi was in yisoid marovitz. Amret yilmed yiridosoi min hakevesh litziyosoi min haechol. We make a limud from Yiridosa min HaKevesh by the Chatos Chitzayna Litziyosa min HaHechol. Ma Yitziyosa min HaHechol V'samuch Loi Ve'eize Ze Yisoid Marovi Av Yiridosa min HaKevesh V'samuch Loi Ve'eize Ze Yisoid Deroim. That is what the Tanna of our Mishnah holds. Now we have here a Machlokes of two other Tanoim, which are Chilek and Amishnah. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Ze Veze Yisoid Marovi. That the side of Chatos Pnimi and side of Chatos Chitzoino, both of them are on the Yisoid Marovi. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yoichoy Oimer, Ze Veze Yisoid Deroime. That the Chatos HaPnimi also was on the Yisoid Deroime. So the Gemara says as follows: Pish loyim Rabbi Yishmael kasova yilmat sosom imefeirish. Rabbi Yishmael holds the Torah says befeirish by the chatos pnimi it should be pesach oil moyed. So which yisoid is pesach oil moyed? Al yisoid amizbech hashem pesach oil moyed. That which says befeirish by the chatos pnimi. So that's the Yisoid Marovi. As soon as you walk out from the Oyo Moye, that's what you're Poygish. You're Poygish in the Yisoid Marovi. By the Chatos Chitzayin, it doesn't say anything. Is Yulmat Sosim Imam Poygish. Not the way the Tanava Mishnah holds, just like there it's Samach Loi, and here it's also Samach Loi. No, the Limud is just like there it's the Yisoid Marovi. See, it's also the Yisoid Marovi. Ela, Rab Shimon Ben Yechoi, my time, Amar Ravashi, Kosova, Pisre, Bedorim Koi. He held that the Pesach, Oyel Moyed, the Yisoid that is facing the Pesach, Oyel Moyed, that Yisoid is the Yisoid Roimi of the Mizbeach. Let us see Rashi. That's not the Gemara before. Zev zech itzayno pnimius yilmat sosum chitzaynesh shalay poirish bam laize yisoy mina mapoirish mina pnimius shekosov behem el yisoy da mizbeach asher pesach oil moyed bahu yisoy marovi. So you learn now the chitzaynes from the pnimius. Rab Shimon ben Yechoi kosova pischo de heichol b'deroimoi shel mizbeach koi. When the Bekitzer, Rab Shimon ben Yechoi held that roiv of the mizbeach was betzofet. And there were five ames of the mizbeach that were connected the tzad sfoini of the Pesach heichol was 10 ames. So the Tzad Sfoini of the Pesach HaHechol, so the five Amos Deroimiyos of the Mizbeach were Mechuvan Kineged, the five Amos Sfoinis of the Pesach HaHechol. So that means when you came out of the Hechol, the Yisoid you met was the Yisoid Deroimi. So that's the Pesach Oyel Moyed. The Pesach Bekel, that's the Pesach Oyel Moyed. And you learn now the Chatos Chitzayinah from the Chatos Panimis. Just like over there, it's the Yisoid Deroimi. Just like over there, it's Samuch Loi. See, it's also Samuch Loi. So therefore, Rab Shimon ben Yechoi holds that both of them are, the Shvichas Shiraim is on the Yisoid Deroimi. Kosova Pischa Teheichol B'Deroimi Shal Mizbeach Koi. That means it's Mechuvin. The Tzatzochen of the Pesach of the Eichel is mechuben to the Tzaddorim of the Mizbeach, because the Reiv of the Mizbeach is Betzochen. Maybe the whole thing is Betzochen. No, the Tzatzvaini of the Eichel is mechuben kineged the Tzaddorim of the Yisoid. Hilkach Yisoid asher Pesach oyel moyed hainu droim. So that the Yisoid droim. Tana the Vei Rabbi Yishmael, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael, learned B'Devei Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. They learned in Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi's yeshiva. See, in Taisvis, Rabbi Yishmael was nifter before Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. So after Rabbi Yishmael was nifter, they went to Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. And they said over, Zeh v'zeh yisoid d'roimis. They said that Sai the Mizbeach, Sai the Chatas Chitzoino, and Sai the Chatas Apnimi is the yisoid d'roimis. So Bekitzer, it comes out that Rabbi Yishmael was moide, or the Talmid Rabbi Yishmael were moide to Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, that everything is bedorim. B'simonech, and if you want to have a simon, who was made to who, is Mashchua Gavri Ligavra. The Rabbim were Moshech the Yochid. So you know who was made to. Let us see Rashi. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, B'Devei Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, Zeh V'Zeh Yisoid D'Roimi. B'Veith Medroshei Shal Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, Hoyu shinen Mishnes Rabbi Yishmael, They were learning this, the Mishnes Rabbi Yishmael. The girls in Bob, but they said over, Zeh Yisoid Roimi. Loima, Chaza boy Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael was Chaza. That's how Rabbi Yishmael's Braisa was said over. The Simen, Shleitita Loima, Zeh Yisoid Marovi, Hoyu shinen. How could you remember who was made it to who? Mashchu Gavri Legavri. Talmidei Rab Shimon Mashchu Es Rabbi Yishmael Loimer Kedivrayim. So for Rashi, what I'm so is gewissen that Talmidei, it seems that not the Talmidei Rabbi Yishmael were Taisus learns like the Tatamida Rabbi Yishmael learned by Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. From Rashi it would seem Beveit Medroshei Shal Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi Hoyu Shoinim. This was Tamida Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. So they said over B'Shem Rabbi Yishmael that they said that Rabbi Yishmael eventually was made. That was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. So the Talmidei Rabbi Shimon Yechoi said Rabbi Shmuel was Moide. So that's the Moshchur Gavri LeGavri. Talmidei Rabbi Shimon Yechoi Moshchur was Rabbi Shmuel Loimah Kedivrayim. That's how they said over Mishnah's Rabbi Shmuel. So that's the Loshen Rabbim by them. And they said over this Mishnah with such a Nusach. Zog Taisvis. Moshchur Gavri LeGavri. Beperek Ezel Mekoimon, Isanami, this Gemara is brought down in Perek Ezel Mekoimon, the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, in Moshchul Gavri Legavre, Vigoras Rashi Hosom, so Rashi is Goyres in that Gemara, Ze Veze Yesoid Marovi, Pumfekert, like it says in our Gemara. That side the Mizbeach Achitzin, side the Mizbeach Apnimi was the Yisoid Marovi. That is like Rabbi Shmuel. V'simin Moshchuo Gavri LeGavre, and the Sfakert Aloche we say a simin, to remember that it was Taki Yisoid Marovi. Before Rashi V'zeh L'Shoine, Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel Shein Rabim, Moshchu as Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi loimer kedivreim. So there Rashi says, mamish punkt faker. So it's the other way around, that in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva epis, they said over Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi's memre faker, and they were Moshe Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. B'loi nehira l'ri. The Beperik Basre des Wochen, Pligi Nami Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Bikra. There's also the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shimon. The El Hamnucha Ve El Hanachlo. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, the Zu Ve Zu Shiloi. Both are Shiloi. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Zu Ve Zu Yerushaloi. Tone Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Be Devei Rabbi Shimon, Zu Ve Zu Yerushalayim. V'simen moshchinu gavro legavri. Now there it says it's a different nusach, that the gavre schlept the gavri. Umeforish Rashi, Rab Shimon ben Yoichoi, shehu yechidi, moshach es talmidei Rabbi Shmuel aniach divrei rabo. That's a Rashi is geiris over there. So it comes out that in the way Rashi says in Zvachim, so it comes out like this. In the Machlokes of the Shvichas Shirayim, it so comes out, Rabbi Yishmoel was Moshech Rab Shimon. And then it's Moshchua Gavri LeGavro, that the Rabbim were Moshech the Yochid. The Gemara that speaks about Al Nachla Menucha, there Rab Shimon ben Yochai was Moshech the Rabbim. So there it's Moshua Gavra le Gavri, they hold like Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Vahashte Kosher. Chode Ein Zesimen. Number one, the Gemara in the second Gemara that Tosfos brought down, Perek Basra des Vachim. So first of all, it's not a good simon to remember. Ein ze simon. The Adar Rabbe, if you forgot who was made to who, the Adar Rabbe derech hu sherabim misgabrim u'moishchin es hayochid. It usually works the other way around. So if you don't remember who was made to who, so this is a very bad simon. Who's going to say that the yochid was moishchin the rabbe? Became osi lemiti v'loi meitche. Gavri legavro. Like it says in the Gemara in Zvachim, okay, ma simenu, so it's not a simen. V'oi, do be'eze mekoimen, have ibche, gavri le gavro. Forget about al kaponim. It seems if you don't know what happened, remember the simen. But it's tufakel to simonim. In Zvachim, it's moshri gavri le gavro. And that's the beginning of Zvachim. In the end of Zvachim, it's moshri gavro le gavri. Al kein nire ke moishe pirish Rashi ka. Not the way Rashi says in Zvachim. Ze vze yisoid deroimis. That be emesin, ze vze yisoid deroimis, that means that the Allah is like Rab Shimon ben Yochai. So we'll gain, number one, that in all the Gemoras, the Allah is like Rab Shimon ben Yochai. The Gemara by Nachla Menuch also, the Allah is like Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Miu hochi garsinen, moshi gavri le gavro. Ay, what's the gavri? Perish Rab Shimon ben Yochai, shehuskel shmoi v'shem oviv. That's called gavri. Moshav talmidei Rabbi Shmuel, shehuskel shmoi v'loi shem oviv. That's called gavro. That's the Ivritite. Rab Shimon Yochai is always mentioned with his father, and Rabbi Shmuel is mentioned alone. Vachi gassine nami beperek basre des vachim, moshe gavrile gavro, and fakel, so it's yisoid deroimi, like Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Vachain pirish beoroch beerech moshach. Vafilu I gassine betavayu gavro le gavri, if we'll be goyres the other way around, like Rashi says in Seif's vachim, moshach gavro le gavri, Kigilsis Rashi doesn't need it the Lakosha Mashik Shaisi or Osi Lemiti or Lahapech Hasimen, the Loime Gavri Le Gavro. The Eshloime de Zehoye Yedue, Sherab Shimen Herich Yomim Acher Rabbi Shmuel. The Talmide Rabbi Shmuel Nimshechu Lilmeid Lefonov Acher Ptiris Rabo. For Urche de Milso, Kol Animshach Acher Chaveiro Le Beisoi, Bein Shem Rabin, Bein Shehu Yochid, Yeshaloima Kedibre Mishu Nimshach Etzloi. So the Simen Nimshach that Moshcho Gavro Le Gavri means the one who they were staying by, the Gavro, he is the Koyach HaMashiach. So Mamela, we pass all over like Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Whereas the Mishnah ends off by saying, Eilu ve'eilu mis'arvim ba'oma, that Tzayde dam chattes pnimi, is mis'arvim ba'oma ve'yoytzin l'nachal kidroi, ve'nimkorim l'ganonim, l'zevel. And Lamaise, this is sold this is sold as fertilizer. Umay alin behen. So Rashi had said pshat, umay alin behen, yesh pem isa lehones beloy domi. That means if a person wants to use this diluted dam without paying for it, there's an isa me'ila. Tonu rabonon may alin bedomim divrei rab meya verab shimon. Rameh Rab Shimon holds there's an Iser Me'ile Bedam. And as we'll see as the Sugya progresses, it means Sai before Zrike, Sai after Zrike, there's an Iser Me'ile. That's number one. And number two, we'll also see that this Iser Me'ile is an Iser Darabona. So let us just learn the Gemara the way it should be learned. By Alin Bedomim, there's an Issa Mila Midarabonon Bedam, Dibrei Rab Meir Berab Shimon. Bechachomim Oimrem Ein by Alin Bohem, there's no Din Meile. Period. So it comes out, our Mishnah that says, V'yoytzin L'nachol Kidroin Umay Alin Bohem, so our Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. That's what the Ritva says, and it seems that the Gemara in Me'ila like that also. So our Mishnah that says, my Alan Bam is going according to Rameya Rab Atkar loy pligi ela midarabon. So the Gemara says, the whole machloikis is, Rabbonon hold ein ma'alan ban, afilu midarabonon. Rameya Rab Shimon says, ma'alan mehem is only midarabon. Aber mit der Reise ein Ma'alim Bohem, aber mit der Teure everyone holds, there's no din me'ilim, min no hani mili, amar ula amar krom, lochem shalochem yehei. The Gemara is darshaning a posik in Achrei Mois, it's Kapitel Yud Zayin, posik Yud Aleph, the posik says as follows, Ki nefesh habosol badomi. Vani nesativ lochem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafshei seichem. Ki adam hu ba nefesh yechaper. So, Ula said as follows. Lochem, the pasuk says, Vani nesativ lochem shalochem yehei. So the Pasuk is telling us that Dam is Shalochem. Nesativ, it says Nesativ ala Mizbech lechaper al nafshei seichem. But this Dam, which is Nesativ, is Lochem. It's yours. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that even though the Tachlis of this Dam is Kapore, it's Meyuchad Legavoye, but it's Lochem. So Mamele, so there's no Din Meile, there's no Iser Hano. The Gedder of Mila is Gezel. I'm taking it away from Gavoya. If the Torah says it's Lachem, it's yours. So Mamele, there's no Meil and there's no Isarano. Omar Ulam Akra Lachem, Shalachem Yehei. So from here we learn out, in the Torah there's no Din Meil. The way Rab Shimon Tone, that which is laid in the Pasuk, Vani Nesativ, Lechaper Anam Shei Seichem, Lechaper Nesativ, Veloy Lameil. There's a plus, it's not a minus. It's mechapa, but there's no isurim milane. Rabbi Yechinen Oma Omakro, who, it says, ki adom hu ba nefesh yechapa. So who means bahavyosoi, the dam always remains the same. Lifnei kapore ki la'acha kapore, there's no difference before or after kapore. So ma la'acha kapora ein bei me'ila. That was a double posha to the Gemara. After the kapora, the zichen odin mila, and the Ash explains, because it's not called kodshei Hashem. There's no avoid anymore, so it's not called kodshei Hashem. אף לפני כפור נכנסו באביוסוי, אפילו before the כפור, before the זריקה, אין בוי מעילם. So ממילא, these are the three drushes that tell us that in a Torah there's no din mila by dam period. Frech the Gemara, how do you know? That is true. The Pasuk says that hu bav yosoi, that there's no difference between lifnei kapora and lacha kapora. Friedashnin, just like lacha kapora, there's no din mila, lifnei kapora is also no din mila. Ve'ema, let us dashin fakir, lacha kapora ke lifnei kapora. That the lacha kapora is also din mila. Ma lifnei kapora yesh boi mila, av lacha kapora yesh boi mila. So Mo says, that can't be. Ein lecha dovo, she nasis mitzvoso yumei alen boy. That can't be. But it should be nasis mitzvoso yumei alen boy. So after kabod hazichi can't be yadin mila. So al kochos, the hekish is fakir, but if it will be for kapod, it's also no din mila. Let us see what Rashi says. Elo midarabonon, man da oma moy alim midarabonon kama, leshalim kerma. What is the difference between a mila darabon and a mila deraise? How much you pay? If it's a mila darabon, you only pay keren. Avo midaraise loisev choymesh loy. But the most, the choymesh really has a shaykhis with the korban mila. And the korban mila, you see, he can't bring it if it's a mila darabon, because it's chulun lazore. So my melis is no kolben, so there's no chaymesh, so there's that mila de rabon, and it's only tashlum meker. But no ani mili, da ein mila bedomim, da by dam there's no din mila, lochem, da nina satim lochem, hu ki adam, hu, the nefesh shechapem, hu, bav yoso yehem, lifnei kapore, kalacha kapore, laacha kapore, ein by milem, the given this nasis mitzvah so isu like erinim by kodshe Hashem. Period. Frag the Gemara, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that it can be the other way around, that acha kapor ke lifnei kapor, because acha kapor de zicha no din mila, because there's nothing that's nasis mitzvah so there's a din mila. Fragt die Gemorre, wer ei Trumes Hadeshen. Trumes Hadeshen, it's Nasus Mitzvosa, Yimei Baharomes Hadeshen. Afal Pikein, it's still also Ba'anon, Rashi says it's a Demila. Wer ei Trumes Hadeshen, der Siv Boi Vesomoi Eitzel HaMizbeach. De Tom Gnize, Alma Oso Ba'anon. Given the Ba'ano also, since it's also Ba'ano, Mishum Kedusha Soi. Mi'ilonami Yisbei. So there's still, if it's also Ba'ano, these are no is because the Kokol is still a Kedusha, so there's a Kedusha. So Mamela, there's an Issa Mila also. So we see your Yisod is not Iskahal. We find that there's a Dovo Shanasas Mitzvah Soi, and there is a Din Mila. And for the Gemara, Mishum Dabi Trumes Hadeshen, Ubigde Kohune, Shneksuv Maboim Ke'echod. Bechol Shneksuv Maboim Ke'echod, Ein Melamde. Shneksuv Maboim Ke'echod is only in two places that we find that Adovo Shanasis Mitzvosa Me'alemboi is Ein Melamde. I didn't understand the Gemara too well. Lechore, the Klal, of Shnei Ksuv Maboim Ke'echod Ein Melamdin means you can't learn out from these two Ksuv. It goes with alumdis. I mean, if you can learn out, why did they have to write two Ksukim, let's learn out one from the other, is a raya that you can't learn out. Adavke, these are like this, but another place it's not like this. So Lechayre, that means to say that I can't learn out from Trumas Hadeshen. That means if I would have Dam, and I would say, just like Dam after Zrika, I'll say, just like Trumas Hadeshen after the mitzvah's Meilim, let's learn out Damos. You can't learn out Dam. It's Shneik Sub Maboim Kech. But in the Chayra, I have here a Hekish. The Hekish is telling me that there's a Hekish over here. We're Makish Ubab Yosei, we're Makish Kedem Zrika T'la'acha Zrika. So Lechayre, if I would be Makish Lechumre, and I would say, just like Koidem Zrika, there's a Din Mila, Le'acha Zrika, there's a Din Mila. So I'm not learning. So I have a Hekish that's telling me there's a Din Mila. So the Hekish tells me there's a Din Mila. So bus gate melange next to my boy ke'echad ein melamdem. I'm not learning it. I'd learn out from them. So you say, you can't learn out from them. Shnek suma boim ke'echad ein, you can't learn out from them. But I have a new limud. I have a new limud that, the hubav yosoi, that we learn out, let us say we learn out achaz riket from kaidem riket. My shvager wanted a time, the Gemara had said, why can't you learn out this way? So the Gemara jumped on his neck. He said, how can you say such a thing? Belachas, Rika, there should be Mihila. It's Nasus Mitzvos. How can there be such a thing? It can't be such a thing. That's an impossibility. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it's an impossibility? We see by Tumas Adeshin, it is also, there is an Isamila after Nasus Mitzvos. So the Gemara says, if it's Ein Melamdim, so that means, Ein Melamdim means you cannot use these Ein Melamdim. That means you want to prove to me that there is such a musik. The din of Ein Melamdim is you cannot use these halachas for any other, the halachas which the Torah said by Trumas Hadeshin and Bigdei Kuhune, you can't derive any halachas from them legabi something else. So I'm back to my old shtick Torah. There's a yisoid that kivin shenasas mitzvosai is there's no din meila. That's a yisoid pashut. We find yaitzim in a klal, but you can't use this yaitzim in a klal for any other place. So meila, I'm back with my old taina that therefore you can't make the hekish that way, because the mahalach hapashut is that kivin shenasas mitzvosai. Is no Isamila. Ein lechadovish nasas mitzvos me'alim bo. Al kaponim. So the Gemara says that yevtumas adeshin ubig dekulnim sheksum aboim kechot hosh neksum aboim kechot ein melamdim. What is ubig dekulnim? Zogt Rashi arbo big dekulnim dekoyin godl b'yayim akipurim techsiv bohu vehinicham shom. Also you need knize. Also, Asabano. So also there's a Din Me'ila. So there's Davke two cases, Tumas Hadeshin, the Samai, and Vinicham Sham by Big Dekun. Frag the Gemore, Hanichel Rabon and Domri Vinicham Sham, Elamet Shetunim Gnize. That's very good. So you have Shneksum Maboim Kech. Hello, Rabdoi, said the Oma Big Dekun, Ruin, Hein, Lekoyin, Hedye. Rabdoi holds that faker, that a kohen hedyed is permitted to wear them now. So memele, and Rashi says, the mayor de gezach, we name the kohen hedyed, the Rashi, the kaimelon, big de kohune, ain't the hemile. There's no din mile by big de kohune, in nation, like nit no teire le malachay ashore, she is reason, le poishton mea, the teire was a nit le malachay ashore, so memele, so big de kohune, there's no din me'ila. So she don't have, so if the halacha is according to Rabdoise, so big day kohune, since the abo, big day loven of the kohen godel, there's no din me'ila, because after Yom Kippurim, a kohen hadit uses them. Since the use of a kohen hadit is no din me'ila, le nid neter le malachay ashores. So merely you don't have to psuk him. And for the Gemara, I do have to psuk him. Bishum David Trumas Hadeshin, Egla Rufe, Shnei Ksuv Maboim Ke'echot. Egla Rufe also is Nasis Mitzvosei. I was Eirif de Egla, and it's still also Bano. Shnei Ksuv Maboim Ke'echot, Ein Melamdim. Zuk the Gemara, Honicha Laman, the Yomar, Ein Melamdim. If you're Shnei Ksuv Maboim Ke'echot, Ein Melamdim, so you can't learn out. From Trumas Hadeshin and Egla Ruf, El Laman de Yoma, Melamdin, Ma'ika Lemaima. So, it's fair. And for the Gemara, Trei Mi'ute Ksivi. There are two besides these two psukim. By each posik, there is a miut. It says, V'som Moi Eitzelam Izbeach. So V'som Moi is a miut. This is also Bano. This needs Gnize, but something else, Hanasas Mitzvose, does not need Gnize. And Ho Arufa is also a miut. That Avke Arufa is also Bahano, But something else, Nasas Mitzvosoi, is not also Bahano. Taisus Muchitzer is there, Shtak, why you need to Miyutim? Just before we see Taisus, just want to say over the Ritva says as follows. According to the Mandi Omar, that says, Shneksum Maboim Ke'echon Melamdim. So that means there are two psukim which tell us the same aloch. It's Nasas Mitzvosoi, and a Mayalim Boy by Tumas Adeshin and Eglaruf. If it would say Amiyut Visom Moi, so the Ritva says, so that means I can't learn out from Eglarufe. By Tumas Adeshin, we'll say Visom Moi by Tumas Adeshin. I can't learn out from Tumas Adeshin. That's Amiyut. Only Tumas Adeshin, Visom Moi, but not something else. But I could still learn out from Eglarufe. That means the Miyut is that you can't learn out from Tumas Adeshin, Visom Moi. But I have another lima. I have a lima from Eglarufa. Therefore, I have two miyutim. After I have two miyutim, so it's gevaldik. So the two melamdim, each melamid comes with a miyut that you can't learn out from this melamid. So memela, so now I know you can't learn out from these two melamdim, that there is a third case of nasas mitzvosoi umayalimboi. Let us see Rashi. Egla Arufe, Ksiv Bo Shom, Shom Tehei Gnizoso. Also a din gnize. Ha Arufe, Zu, Veloyacheres, Amir. Period. Now let us see some of the Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis, the top Taisvis, Atkan Leipligi Elo Midarabona. Avo Midereise Ein Moyale. Mina Teire, as the Gemara assumed for a Dover Poshet, that a Filu, Rav Shimon, and Rameya, that says, Me'alim is only a Darabona. The Imi Deraisa, if we'll say that Rav Shimon, and Rameya means, Mina Teire, there's a Din Me'ile, Mina Di Imi Deraisa, Lo Yotsu Midei Me'ile, is Heich Nimkorim, Liganonim, Lezevel. So Lechere Taisis means to say, if we will assume that the Kedushas HaGuf that was Chal on the Dam remains after Zrika, we'll say it's Yesh Me'ila Bedomim, Yesh Me'ila Bedomim, so if we'll say the Kedushas HaGuf remains, so how can you sell it to Ganonim? Tachsim HaTaisvus means to say, I mean, that we only find there's a din pidyon by Psulei HaMekdoshim, there's such a din HaBalmum, but if you'll say that the din Me'ila remains on Dam, after Nasas Mitzvosoi, so where's the Din Nimka Leganonim? If it would be Kedushas Domim, no, that's the purpose of Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim, you Magdish Ledomo. That's, but here we're speaking about the head of Kedushas Aguf of a Kolman. So the head of Kedushas Aguf of a Kolman, and after the Asiyas a Mitzvah, it doesn't go off, so how can you sell it? How can the selling be matter? So Kochoch, the whole Miles at the Rabbonon, Mina Teire, there's no the Mila whatsoever. Behemomu, they said, but if we give money to Hegdish, it is not us. Then you're allowed to divide benefit from it. The third limud was from Rabbi Yochanan, who Bahav Yosa Yehei, Lifne Kapore Kelaacha Kapore. So it comes out that, Lifne Kapore is also dot in Mila. Minat Torah. According to everyone. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, the Meseches Mila Perik Vlad Chatas Omar Zeiri, Hamakis Dam Lebehemus Kochin. Of a person, they extracted Dam Lefue for Behemus Kochin, by Alimboy. So it says that, so we see Lifne Kapore, there's a Din Me'ila, period. And here it says that Lifne Kapore is Klacha Kapore, there's no Din Me'ila. So Lachaira, what's the problem? Let us say that it's going according to Ramei Reb Shimon. There's a Din Me'ila Midarabono. The Lekele Meima Dehi Me'ila Midarabono, that this Me'ila is Adarabono de Kemile. Das nan beperik lat gatos dam mitrile ein mayalen boy yot zal nagel kidrein mayalen boy. Now, so there it says, this is a member of Rab Shimon. So there it says, the machmer Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon said that mi darabonon is a din mila. The Rab Shimon that our Mishnah is going by, and he holds that my alim ben by yoitzel and nachal kidroi. So this darabonon is only after it's yoitzel and nachal kidroin. Dam mitchile ein my alim boy. Mitchile, there's no din mila afilu mi darabonon. Yotzol the nachal kidroin, my alim boy. If it's yotzol nachal kidroin, it's my alim boy. Umeila the yotzol nachal kidroin have the rabbonon. So that is a rabbonon. Mechlal the mikor, afilu mi the rabbonon like a mila. Mid mikor, there's not even a mila mi the rabbonon. So afilu the machmer, Rab Shimon, that says that there is a din mila, that's after yotzol the nachal kidroin. But before there's no din mila, afilu mi the rabbonon also. And here is the Iri said, Amak is dam le behemes kotshe my alim boy, there's a dimila. Agamulche, the Gvuras Ari explains, in the mila de Rabbonon, we also have to understand this, it's also very modne. It's modne that before Zrike, there's not an adin mila de Rabbonon. After Zrike, there's a din mila mit Rabbonon. But let's say Taisis Teretz, and I will understand it, how the Gvuras Ari explains better. The Teretz, so the Taisis answers as follows. The Hodam Rinen Hoche, Lifne Kapore, Kila Acha Kapore. That's what it says over here, that Lifne Kapore, there's no din meile, Hainu La Acha Shchite. That means as follows. After Shchite, before the Zrike, so one would think that there should be a din mila. You have to be there's a mitzvah of zrikas dam. So there is a avoda over here. So I would think lifnei zrike there should be meila. So the pasuk is telling us that no lifnei kapore there's also no din mila. Hainu la'ache shchite de shayche bei kapore. And the tzairich kapore does not make a chiyuv mila. That's the drosh. Avol michayev, but before shchite, I don't have a pasuk whatsoever. So then, listen, Taisvis is saying a moira de kolumbus. Taisvis is saying as follows: michayim, the behemah is a korban. There's a din mila on the behemah. The dam of the behemah, kolz man it's mechaim, is like there is a chelik of the behemah. So just like you moil on the etzem behemah, so you moil on the dam of the behemah. The chiyus of this behemah exists through the dam. So memeilit is a din mila, just like I'm not allowed to ride on this behemah, I'm not to be mishtamish with this behemah. So the dam of the behemah is a chelik of the behemah, so you're not allowed to derive benefit from the dam of the behemah. After the behemah is geshochten, then the din mila is als the avoide sheboy. That means, now that is a mitzvah zrike, it's a mitzvah lechaper. So since it's a mitzvah now, there's a mitzvah, so the mitzvah should shaf a din mila. It's meyuchet l'tzairich gavoya. So I'm not allowed to derive benefit. So that's what the pasuk is telling us. The pasuk is telling us that the tzorech kapore does not create a din me'ila. That's where we are makish kaidem kapore la'acha kapore. Just like la'acha kapore, there's no din me'ila. So kaidem kapore, there's also no din me'ila. Now the Gevuras Ari one, but Michayim, there's a different din mila. The din mila Michayim is, since it's Baim is a korban, so just like it's a din meila lishtamish be Baim is usas, the din meila, the dama Baim, the dama cause of the Baim is a chelik of the Baim, so the meila is a din meila on that dam. The Gevuras Ari explains, but this is a very modna halacha. So minatayr, there's no din meila on dam kapor, period. The Rabbanon said, after was Yotzol and Achol Kidrin, that's after Kapore, then this Adin Mila mit the Rabbanon, which is a very, it's very difficult to understand, after the Kapore, this Adin Mila mit the Rabbanon. Before the Kapore, there's nothing. How do we understand the logic of this Takone, this Rabbanon? So the Gvuras Ari wants to explain as follows. Taka with this taisvis. Before the shchite and the dam, there's a din meila de araisa. There's taka din meila de araisa. So now, if we would say, after the shchite, there's also a din meila mi de rabbonim, so people might make mistake. They wouldn't have the whole thing. They know that after shchite, there's also a din meila, so they would think that the araisa dike din meila extends after shchita also. They wouldn't have that dam is different. There's a gzeres akosa badan and meila bedomim. So if we would say after shchita there's a din meila, people might think it's a araisa dike din meila. They'll bring a kol. So Chazal had to show that this is a rabbana dike din meila. So how did they show it? They said after the shchita there's no meila whatsoever. So I see klar that the zrike is not. The Avodas Azrika does not create a din mila. So that everyone will see already. As long as I know that that there's no din mila min ha-Torah after the Shchita, so now I can say that after Mikmish Yotzel and Nachal Kidroin, midarabonon is a din mila. Then people will understand this din mila zicha adarabonon, because if Kaidim Kapore, there's no din mila whatsoever, so Koch Racha Kapore, there's only a din mila darabonon. That's how the Gvul Asari explains Pshat in this halach. Al Koponim, Jesus had said, the Gemara seems to say, that the whole din mila is a din mila d'rabon. Akal le'pligi elami d'rabon. Pahod apach bereish meseches mila, umi ike mila d'rabonon. Is there a mila d'rabonon? Mishani in, there is a mila d'rabbanan kidu ule. The ama ule kachim shemesu yotsu midei mila devar toirem. Takodin dies, there's no din mila mina toire, there's only a din mila mi d'rabbanan. So lachayre taisis has amayre de kikashem. This is the gemorin meile. There's no such musik. There's no such musik of a mila darabonas musik. There's a musik. Ula said that there's a din. I mean, what do you mean? We have the whole sugi over here that there's a din mila darabonas. Emphatisis. So Taisis es, abomotsi le suyi, midam la achash ayotsa le nachal kidroin. That's a mishneh. The moilam by mila darabonas. This whole aloch only makes sense. Wait, the first Taisis says, it would be moilam in a teyah, the one that held nimchal agagonim. In Kalaganonim, so Lachash Yotzal Nachakin the Mail by Midarabon. Al Mishum the Kotshim. There's another problem over there. There the Gemara says that there's a Mila Darabon. And speaking about Kotshim Sheshochtam Bedorim, Kamar Hosam Keman Dechankinu Domi. If you shecht Kotshim Shaloi Bim Kaimom, it's not considered like it was Geshochtam. It's considered like it was killed. So the Gemara held uporich m'ika mila de rabbonon bedovad loyhoye tzrichen ligzer de belavochi bedili minayu. It seems kotshim which are killed are not geshochten, so you don't have to make in such a case an issa mila. Belavochi bedili minayu. Umaisi, so the Gemara says, no, afilu by bedili minai, they also made a gzere, mi kochim shemesu, de domu la adodi. Kochim shemesu is also bedili minayu. Bafal pikein, they made a gzere, the rabbona. So the pilpul in the Gemara in Meile is not a pilpul if there is a musig of mila de rabbonim. The pilpul of the Gemara Meile is what they gozer a mila de rabbonon by something which belav hochi bedili minayu. Now what the Gemara asks, Bishili Tmura, also another problem. Gabi Magdish, Oilo, Lebedek Abayis. If a person was Magdish and Oilo, Lebedek Abayis. So it says over there, so there it has a Kedushas Agufa Oilo, and then it has also a Kedushas Bedek Abayis. So the Gemara says, Ma'alem Bo Shtei Me'ilis, so there's two Dinemila, one out of Kedushas Agufa, one out of Bedek Abayis. Umukilo midarabonon, the second meila better kabais is adarabon. There the Gemara also asks, umi ika meila darabonon. Now we also have a problem. I mean, what's pshat? From Nasugi we see this a meila darabonon. So also there the Gemara means to ask, not a poshet the kashet. The Gemara means to ask, hachi pirush. even the ikem mile belav hochi mi de reise mi shem oilam o belav hochi bedili minei, also the same type of akashe. It's bedili minei sai vesai amait kinu rabonon meila achiti o mishani roi limo bo ishtei meila is the tikin rabonon meila a oir mi shem delak amir de reise ela babosa. So the Gemara says over there that fakert that even though it's bedili minei, it's bedili on the bosa. But in the oir is loy bedili minei, because als kolben, the oir is mutabano. So the also now if a person was magdish, lebed the kabayis, so mamelo they made a mila darabonon on the oir. Period. But bekitza, we have to understand that Tosfos wanted, had a problem. We have here two gemoras, that the gemara says, umi ike mila darabon. Tosfos says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean Ikevila. There's a Mila Darabonon, but Mokim the Bedili Minei. There's Bedili because it's Kilo Nechnak, there's Bedili because there's a Mila Daraisa Saivasai, but you shouldn't take the Gemara's Kasha face value. Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal Pirish. This Rabbeinu Chaim did not like Tosfos Terutzim. It bothered them very much, those Gemoras. Those Gemoras said, on me, Ike, Mila, the Rabbona. Weiss, the Gemoras, there's no such thing as a Mila, the Rabbona. Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal Pirish, the Yotzo, le Nachal, Kidroin, my Alem, boy, Midereis. He says, our Gemoras, he's speaking about a Mila, the Reis, lefi, shebezdin, Magdishim Ois. Because Bezdin is Magdish the Dam after it's Yotza Lenachal Kidrei. Let's just say one thing. The Tosfos Yeshonim brings down. Ad Kan, Rab Chaim learned, Rabbeinu Chaim learned this. Ad Kan Loi Pligi. Where do we see in our mission if there's a Din Mila? Elo Midarabonon. Because the Rabbonon were Magdish the Dam. That's a Midarabonon. Not a Mila the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon were Magdish the Dam after Tziotza Lenachal Kidroin. So now it gets a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, and now we'll know why it's Nimke Leganonim, because a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, that's the whole purpose of the Hegdish. It's the Nikdash Ledomo. But, so the Rabbeinu Chaim learned a unique pshat in Agemore, that Agemore means Lepligi Ella if the Rabbonon were Magdish to make it a Hegdish de Reise. But there's no music of a Mila de Rabbonon in Asugir. So therefore, the Gemores that Tosfos have brought attack a very good Gemores. Is there such a thing as a Mila de Rabbonon? Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal Pirish, the Yotzel and Nachal Kidrei Me'alem Boi Midaraisa, Lefisha Bezen Magdisha Moise. The Kosha Imkain Bemila Perik Vlad Chatas the Koma, O Mi Iko Midi De Mi Kore Les Bei Me'ile. Is there something in the beginning? There's no Mila, Ula Besoif is Bei Mila. Bapor Veloi, Paredam, De Mi Kore Les Bei Mila. And Lebsoif, there's Mila. O Mai Porich, that's a proof from Dam. Shani, Hosam, Levisha, Bez, Magdishim, Oysa. There's no, that because there's no Mila later, there's Mila. Well, you Magdish, it is a Din Mila. Ba'oi, the Ma'atikin, Beze, Akati, Ashkechen, Mila, Midarabone, Beperik, Atcheles, the Komar, Mikoret, Kinu, Mila, Gabi, Eifel, Poro. There's a Tekone, the Rabone, of Mila, Gabi, Eifel, Poro. Ba'osam, like, a Meima, Tekinu, Be, Mila, Machmashayu, Magdishin, Oysa. They were Magdish, the Eifel, Poro. So Kolchoch, that doesn't mean that they were Magdish. It means that the Rabbonon is a Din Mehila. Ein lecha dovo shenasis mitzvosoi umay alimboi. Vim toime, adarabe, neime ipche, let us say, fakert, Aces, the Gemara says, we have a hekesh. Hu bahav yosoi. So, koidim kapore is similar to acha kapore. So, the Gemara says, you can't say pshat is that acha kapore is similar to koidim kapore is a din mila. Can't be. Ein lechadova shanasus mitzvosim mi'alim boi. So, it has to be the other way around. That koidim kapore is like acha kapore. Vim taima adarabe, so neime ifcha. La acha kapore,
geladen sel ach ba kalifne ka ba why the ein lach da wo ich mein nasis mit was wir ein mal baalen but it can't be the way you're making the hekesh because we don't have something shalai nasis mit was wir mal baalen but we hit ei mei ke kachim kanum the last but the that's the last bu mile and that's not shot ela be burim lach zrikes damim has has mishim the last kachim hashem nino that's not shot before that Kaidim Shanasas Mitzvosai, the reason over there, Kaidim Shanasas Mitzvosai, there's not in Mila and Kochim Kalim because it's not Kochay Hashem, but something that is Kochay Hashem, do we have something that is Kochay Hashem and there's not in Mila, and there's not in Mila Kaidim Mitzvosai? So that's Taisvis Kasha, just like you're asking, you can't make the Hekish Lechumre, because ein lechadovo shenasis mitzvosa me'alim bo, you can't make the hekesh lekula. Because ein lechadovo shaloi nasis mitzvosa me'alim bo. The shloimen, no, that's not true. Ike egla rufe. There is such a musig. Egla rufe, the koidim mitzvosa muteres. Before you're moirid the egla t'nachal eison, so it's muter. So we see that there is such a musig that koidim shenasis mitzvosa is a mitzvah leridil nachal eison and it's muta. Avol mideshen ein lahavi raya. I think says let's bring another raya from the deshen before tumas hadeshen. It is also muta. The koidim tumas hadeshen ein may alin boy. The other have a milaperik beis mashme. And then the me'efel tapuach koidim trumas adeshen ukulamo me'alim boy. So there is a din mila koidim shenasas mitzvosei. So the case though that we find that there is no din me'ila koidim shenasas mitzvosei is egla arufe. Agav uche dachstach me'er the rishonim speak out that what the gemara is medame dinei mila egla arufe. What shaykes is, does this have to, in your mila? Because it says lechaper. So, lemaise, the Torah gave it dine korbonis. It says lechaper. So, memela, therefore, we could be medame. Later, the Gemara says we learn out. Pung pakadash nek suban boim kechot ve egla rufe. And even nasis mitzvosai in mayalem boim. But al kaponim, egla rufe has, gedorim of korban and kaporim. The Taisvis, let's see the Taisvis and Daf Samach. Mishum Dahavalohu Trumas Adeshin Ubig De Kohune Shneksub Maboim Kech. The Bemeila Perik Vlad Chatos Koma Mishum Dahavalohu Trumas Adeshin Ve'evori Soira Meshtalayach Shneksub Maboim Kech. But it's also and no. Oporich Onich Lamanda Oma Einenin Lamanda Oma Nenin Meikol Meima. So it all goes down with Arlim with Neglarut. Elamandi omar melamdin ma'ika lameima. So the Mole says that, but what if you hold melamdin? Yishnek subim, the Gemara said, you have egla arufe and trumas adesh. So he says, but what if you hold shnek suma bon kechon melamdin ma'ika lameima? Avimotze lishnui, the man the omar melamdin, sovolo kerabonon de rabdoise. The one that holds shnek suma boim kechon, he holds like the rabbonon de rabdoise, that big day kuhune needs gnize, the havelu hashtish loisik suvim. Hello boy, lishnuya, epilum tim saloima, the sovi kerabdoise. The man wants to say, epilu yola kerabdoise, that you don't have the cost of a big day kuhune, afal pikain, you can't learn out because there are two miyut. Trei miuti ksivi. So the Gemara said, we have a shnei ksuvim. So the Gemara says, let's learn out. So the Gemara says, we have a two miuti. Soktoisvis bechav habesagi. You don't need two miuti. One miut would be sufficient. So we had mentioned before that it was that one miut would not be sufficient. If there'd be a miut with somebody by Trumas Adeshin, I'll say that's a miut you can't learn out from Trumas Adeshin, but I would still learn out from Egla Rufe. That's what the Ritva says, but Taisus didn't understand like that. Taisus understood that as long as you have one miyut, that's finished. Next in Bokech and Malamdim, and I have a miyut, so now I know a Malamdim. So Taisus asks Akasha, so why do you need two miyut? V'chein b'soif peiri kol abosor gabi izim ho izim. There's also the same problem.
The Gemara brings Izim as one mita, Izim as a second mita. Why do you need to mute them? Yet snake suvim. And you have one mita, it's finished. So Mamelis, Eim Alamdim, out the mita. Now Taisva says, Absabay Mechudish Tiketeret. Venirali, the Eli Ksiv Elo Chad Miute, Hava Amine, Nehei, the Eli Ksiv Miute, Loi Mematin and Midi. Without this miut, you're not memayit anything. The shnei suv maboim keechad melamde. Mikol mokim hashte the siv miuta bechad meinayu. If there would be a miut by one of them, havelohu shloisha suvim haboim keechad. Now Taisva says, let us say oisim veinik. Taisva says a very interesting lumdus. Taisva says as follows: if you hold shnei suvim haboim keechad ein melamde. So what does that mean? If you hold shnei suvim haboim keechad melamdim. So that means, says two psukim, why does it say the second pasuk? Akashef ha-maitse. But you can learn out from them. That's the lomdus of shnei suvim haboim keechad melamdim. When it says shloishek suvim haboim keechad, normally it says shloishek suvim haboim keechad, now you can't say akashef ha-maitse. Three suvim haboim keechad, so now I see it's a gilui. Dafke here and not someone else. Now, when there are three suvim, which psukim are memayit? So lechayre, the second and third are memayit. That means the first pasuk is part of it. The first pasuk is telling me the din. I wouldn't know. I would think you could learn out from the second. Now that I see that there are two extra psukim, so the two extra psukim are now miyutim. That was a Torah wrote two extra psukim. This is a miyut to tell us that you can't learn that anymore. So the second posik and the third posik is a meat. Now this is Baruch Hashem a good thing. If you have the two miyutim are written in two different places, so I have here now two miyutim, and that tells us we can't learn out from here any place else. But if you have a miyut, v'samoy eitzel hamizbeach. Now, the sum is telling me that it's tongnesis. That's telling us that nasis mitzvosa yume alimboy. That's telling us, so that's a second posik. It says eglarufe, and now it says tumas adesh. Now it says v'sammoy. V'sammoy is another miut. Now I have two miutim. It's like a third posik. But this third posik is next to the second posik. It's in the same word, in the same posik. So now Taisva says, so it boomerang. So I say a klal now, a miut, acha miut, ela l'rabbis. So memele, I would say pumfakel. Now that I have the second and third miut together, I would say fakel. Now we're ma'ab everything. So everything is a klal that avo bishenasis mitzvah, so me alim. That's what Taisva says. So let us see in the many contexts. Mikol makom hashte d'chsiv miyuta b'chad minayv havelo shloish eksuvim aboim kecho nehei d'shloish eksuvim eim alamdim hani mili kleksivi b'chad duchte. If you have three miyutim in three different places, so memele, so then we see now the purpose of the second and third pasuk were to be memayit. Avol hocha d'trei minayv kleksivi b'chad duchte. But here these two miyutim are written in one place. Have a miut, acha miut, bein miut, acha miut, ela l'rabbis. So fakert, I would say, punk fakert. That you were marbe. Loch yitzach idach miut, that's why you need the other miut. Ein lahak sheshechi, avasal kadaitach loima. Ein miut, acha miut, ela l'rabbis. How can I say such a thing? That these two are coming to be marbe. Dim ken lishtik minayi legamri. So why do you need v'chlal this miut? That means if I hold shnei ksuvim haboim keechad as melamdim, so it would be melamdim without this miut. Why do I now need another miut to tell us that you can learn, that you malba other things also? Why do you need to be malbe? Mehechi teisi, would you be memayit? Umetaretz, the shema have memaitinon, mikoyach shum droshe, oi kalvachoyme, oi binyanov, lahochi itzrich miut acha miut l'rabbis.
That's why, that means if there wouldn't be any miyutim at all, I could still be memayit from a zaitik et rosher, a zaitik et kal v'choyim. That's why you need a mitach middle rabbis to tell us you're not memayit. Ken yish le teretz, kemoy kein bekan. So you say the same teretz over here, that I would think that what, that with one miyut, I would say that it falls into the category for in miyut achemiyut, el le rabbis.